Yishai Perk Nunches Pasuk Aleph Uli Nishma Savi Mori Pesach Dov and Avram Nata and for Refuah Shalema for all those who need Refuahs and Yeshuos. The Gemara in Megillah cites this Haftarah that we're in the middle of as the Kriya for Yom Kippur morning in Megillah Lamed Aleph. And Rashi says because it deals with Tshuva, emphasizing the idea we'll see here in Pasuk Vav that this is the Tainus that I desire out of you. Instructions on how to deal with Yom Kippur. And in fact, Rav Shamsham Lefol Hirsch says about Perek Nunches, in Perek Nunches, Yeshaya again shows the gap that exists between the justice and love as ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the sham justice and so-called brotherly love derived from all kinds of selfish considerations and prudent calculations. The Navi shows that the true justice and brotherly love which will save the world cannot spring forth on their own. They can only be produced as the blossoms of the tree of a true Jewish life, the seeds of which were planted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what it's called in Rav Shamsham Lefol Hirsch is the great Yom HaKippurim sermon. The contrast between the misguided way that the Jewish people were celebrating Yom Kippur and the true way that Yom Kippur is supposed to be celebrated, which is why we still lane it today on Yom Kippur. And we began in Pasuk Yudalet of Nun Zayin, and we end in Pasuk Yudalet of Nun Ches. So we begin, Kirov v'garon al tachsoch. Call out loud. Do not hold back. Kashofar harem kolecha. Raise your voice like a shofar. Makes sense, talking about Yom Kippurim. V'hageid la'ami pisham, and tell my people, hold out to my people their transgressions, their posheah, when somebody acts negligently, uleves Yaakov chatosam, and to the house of Yaakov its sins. So the false prophets and leaders of the generation didn't want to give mussar to the people to keep their positions, which we've mentioned before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is urging Yeshaya to call out at the top of his lungs, like the shofar, which is blown and blown again, says the man Lois, call out incessantly, do not hold back. Don't be embarrassed to repeat the same message, because the shofar blows the tekiah over and over and over again, and we don't get bored of the tekiahs. So tell the people of their own sins. Don't be so humble that you don't rebuke the leaders. After all, the shofar rouses people's hearts, despite the fact that it comes from an animal. And tell them that the Averas, the Chatos, that they commit against me, they are my people, they are Beis Yaakov, and they have to be careful not to do so. So it's a real Musar Haskil about Yom Kippur. But we see Yom Yom Yidro Shun, says Pasuk Beis. They seek me every day. One hopes that they seek me every day, but the problem is they're not being sincere when they seek me every day. You daven by rote, you run through lip service. V'das terachai yechpatsun. They say they desire to understand my ways. Kigoy asher tzedakah asa, like a nation which acts in a righteous way. U'mishpat elokav lo azav, and did not forsake the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishaluni mishpatei tzedek. They ask me for righteous laws. Kirvas Elohim yechpatsun. Elohim, desiring closeness to Hashem. So they seek God and they convince themselves that they're acting in a righteous way. And they talk themselves up. But the problem is, when they talk about tzidkus, they're really talking about themselves. There's no real inclination to observe the mitzvos properly. Everybody says, I'm a good Jew, I'm doing the best, I'm so good, look at me compared to the guy, and look how great I am. But it's all egomania, and it's all surface, and none of it is really deep. Gimel, here we go. Lomat samnu velo raiso. Why when we fasted, didn't you see? They say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost accusingly to Hashem. We fasted. Ininu nafshenu velo seida. We afflicted ourselves. You didn't pay any attention. Look how great we are at Yom Kippur. We are killing Yom Kippur. We are slaying it, say the Jewish people. You know why? Because on your fast day, you pursued your desires, your business, your daily thoughts. That's really what you're thinking about when you clap al chet. V'chol atzeveichem tingosu. And when you are there on Yom Kippur, you're pressuring all the people who owe you money. Dalet hein l'rivu matzah tatsumu. Your fasting only brings conflict and strife. Matzah in this case, meaning arguments, meaning strife between people. Your fasting isn't really for the sake of fasting. What you want is just to start trouble. Ulahakos be'egrov resha, and to smite with an egrov resha, with a wicked fist, lo satsumu chayom. You don't fast the proper way that the yom merits, Yom Kippur. You're not doing a real Yom Kippur. Lashmi abamaron kolchem, to have your voices heard above, in Shamayim. Hey, hachazei yetzom evcharehu. Is this what the tzom is that I have chosen? Is this the fasting that you want to give me a choice with? Yom Anos Adam Nafsho? A day for man to afflict his soul, Halachof Ke'agmon Rosho, to bend his head like a fish hook? That's a real image. All bent over, hunched over while you're clapping al chetz with great drama. Besak Voefer Yatzia, and to put on sackcloth and ashes. Halazet tikra tzom, v'yom ratzon l'Hashem. Is this what you call a day of fasting? A day desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you put on a big show? When you try to make a Yom Kippur that is a big, demonstrative, dramatic Yom Kippur? For the sake of onlookers, superficial lip service. You bow your head down like a fishhook and you pound your chest. Al chet, but you're using your wicked fist on your chest. That's going to get forgiveness. Ma'am Lois says they exploited the day to catch up on business they left intentionally for a weekday social gathering. So on the fast day, they go and in shul, they're all talking and chattering. What are they doing? They're going after people who owe them money because they know where to find them on Kol Nidre night. And there's fist fights in the middle of shul. God willing, most of us have never seen this on Yom Kippur, but this is the Yom Kippur that the Navi is pointing out is happening amidst Klal Yisrael in all the time here. It says, Rav Lau, the wealthy undertake a fast as an empty ritual, and for the destitute, for the poor, it is merely another dreary day. Then God will not accept such a fast, or the prayers, or the confessions that accompany it. Fasting existed for a very long time, even in Sefer Melachim, by Navos. Achav proclaimed the fast, but he proclaimed the fast as a way to job Navos out of his field and have him killed. This is what you call a fast day? I don't think so, says HaKadosh Baruch.